Kazayas. Rashi says, Halurim b'yechlen. Usually the sizes, when we're talking about eating something, is always the size of a kazayas, of an aleph. When the Torah says, don't eat chazer, don't eat things, Torah always means, don't eat the size of a kazayas, then you chayiv malchus, or whatever the chiv is. Chutz mitumas eichlin. Except the halacha of tumas eichlin, that tumas eichlin means, according to some Rishonim, it means that eichlin is not makabel tumah unless it has the size of an egg. And according to other Rishonim, it's makabel tumah even a smaller amount. But it's not metam other food. For one eichel to be metam another food, when it touches it, comes in contact, it's only if it's sheer of a kibetza. So chutz mitumas eichlin. Sheshina kosi b'mashmon, the Torah changed around the way it said it. V'shina chachamim b'shiurin. Therefore, the chum changed around its size. Not that you need the size of a kezayis to make something else tummy, but by eichlin you need a bigger size, you need the size of an egg. For Ryan Ladova, where do we have proof like this? That whenever the pasuk says a funny way, changes around this lushin, the chum have a right to change around the shear, the size. Yom Kippur, the raya is from Yom Kippur. Like Mashin Lakosim and Mashmo, where did the Torah change its lushin by Yom Kippur? Miloy Suna. Now the Torah did not say Loy Soicha, don't eat on Yom Kippur. The pasuk says Loy Suna. That is, don't take away your pain. And that is, don't take something that satisfies you. So therefore, Mashin Lakosim and Mashmo, what did the chum change around its measure, its shear? In other words, that now we have the size of a date. Don't say normally, like a normal shear of a kezayis, but by Yom Kippur, the size is like a date, because the Torah changed around this lushin. Instead of saying, le-seichel, it says le-suna. Oh, my Raila Dover, where do I have proof in this? Yom Kippur. I'm bringing a proof now from Yom Kippur. Now, we're soon going to see, it says the exact same thing by Tumas Eichel also. The Torah changes around this lushin. So we're asking the same thing. Since the Torah changes around this lashon, it means to tell us there's a different shear here. Now, what do we have to have a proof of Yom Kippur for? Why isn't it enough to say by Tum itself the Torah changed around? Because the Mehosma, if you only want to bring a Raya from Nichus Tumah, have a mean, I would think, Urcha de Krohu. That's the way the Pasuk says. We'll soon see what the Pasuk is. Mashen came, now I have a Raya from Yom Kippur, it says Laisuna. Whenever the Torah changes around a little bit its lashon, it means to teach us there's a different shear involved. The Gemara says now, Tumas Eichlin Kibetzim Minolim. How do we know this? How do we know the Locha Tumas Eichlin? Not that an Eichel, when it's tummy, if it comes in contact with other food, is Matam of the other food, how do we know you need the size of a Beitza? Amar Bavur, Bavur said, Amar Beleza, Diyam HaKor, the Pasuk says, Mikolo Eichel Asheye Yochel. Any food that you're eating. So Idashin, Eichel Habo Machmas Eichel. A food that comes out of another food. V'yeze, ze, what is this? It's an egg that comes out of a chicken. Notice it's food, the egg is a food, and it comes out of food out of the chicken. So that's the size for Tumas Eichlin to be Matam is something else. For the Gemara V'Eimo Gidi, maybe it means the size of a kid. Not only the size of an egg, but maybe a much bigger size. Maybe you need the size of a kid, an animal. And the Gemara Mechus HaShchita, a regular Gidi, you can't say that. And even when it comes out of the stomach and eats Shchita, it's not called an Eichel, Min Eichel. Right now it's not edible. For the Gemara, so v'yema ben pekua, maybe it means the size of a ben pekua. A ben pekua means, let's say the kid was in the mother's stomach. You have an animal, and it's in its mother's stomach, and you made a shechita on the mother, and after the shechita, then you cut open the stomach, and you found the kid comes out alive. So the locker is, that kid does not need a shechita, because it's chuta, you're allowed to eat it because of the mother's shechita. So maybe the pasuk here is saying, mikol eichel asher yochel. You need the size of something that came out of food. Maybe it means the size of an animal that came out of its mother that had shechita done to it already. For the Gemara name, toy in Korea. Right now you can eat it, you have to rip it open first before you can get to it, eat it. For the Gemara good, v'eimo beitzas bar yuchni. Maybe it means the size of a big bird, its egg, a tremendously big egg. So Gemara says, no, tefasta maruba loy tefasta, tefasta mua tefasta. Like, don't jump and grab hold of something too big. Rather, take something smaller. Take the normal size. Yeah, so the Gemara before, Rashi says, Toin Kriyam, by Ben Pekua, you have to rip it open. That man, Kareyo, Maitzi, is Domei. You have to rip it open first and take out his blood before you could eat it. So right now, it's not edible. Let's say, maybe it's Amos Beitzes by Yuchni. Maybe it means the egg of a big bird. So Rashi says, Oiv Godelhu, Termini Rebecheris, She'etovu Beitzoso Shishim Krochim. That's such a big egg that its egg drowned 60 cities. Maybe you need such a big egg. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a svara. It's a svara to take a smaller measurement. For the Gemara, if so, v'yema beyotza de tipurta de zuta, tuva. Maybe it means the size of an egg of a very small bird. Not a chicken, a smaller bird. So its egg is much smaller. Maybe that's the size of Oichel to be Matama something else. Sumer says, Rabbi Avuha Didei Omar, he says the drasha like this, Mikol Oichel Hashem Yochel, many food that you could eat. So Idashin Oichel Shat Oichel Bavasachas, food that fits into your windpipe, fits into the food pipe at one shot. Vishyura Chachamim, that ain't based Abliya, your food pipe cannot hold, but you swallow it, Machtiv Yaitzim Mibetas Tanagurlis. The most amount of food that will go down your food pipe at one time is the size of an egg of a chicken. That's trying to pass them. You call Oichel Asher Yochel, from any food that could fit into your food pipe at one time. So therefore, the shear is a shear of a kebetza. So if you have food that's tummy, the size of a betza, now if some other food comes in contact with it, the other food is tummy. Ve'enechlami, less than a betza is not tummy. How do we know this? That was the beginning of the Gemara. Since the Torah changed around its lashon, it didn't say Stam Aleichel, but it says Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel. Since it changes around this lashon, therefore we have a right to change around the shear also to say it means the size of an egg. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough pay. Daf pay and aleph. Yeah, and one quarter down. Omer Abloza. Loza says, "Ho'ichel chaylev b'zman hazeh. If somebody eats chaylev today, b'zman hazeh after the churban abayis, is sorach sheyichtov loy shir. You have to write down in your book exactly how much chaylev you ate. Write down the shir, what the size was. Why? Because shema yovoy bezdin achar. Maybe a bezdin will come up later. The yar bevish urin, and they'll come and say a bigger shir. They'll be mar bevish urin. So Rashi explains, what does it mean to say?" So really, if you ate chaylev, the size of a kezayis b'shogeg, you have a chiyuv to bring a korban chatas. Chaylev is something that you eat b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban chatas. Thereby says we're afraid, now b'zman hazeh there's no beis hamikdash. We have to be afraid, maybe Mr. Hashem, the beis hamikdash will be built tomorrow, and vice versa, then you should bring a korban chatas. So you should write down now the exact shear, the size, how much you ate, to know if it'll have a chiyuv later. Because Shema Yovei Bezdin Achar V'Yabed Shurin. Maybe Bezdin later will come and pass in the new halacha what shear, how much you have to eat to be mechayev the korban. So Mar says, what's the shayla? My Yabed Shurin. What does it mean the next Bezdin will come and be Mabed Shurin? Inem, if you want to tell me to mechayev the korban akazayis katan, that later on Bezdin will come and stay a chiddush. That you should know if you eat even a small kezayis worth of chaylev, also you have to bring korban. Because up until now we know you have to have a complete kezayis, or at least a medium-sized kezayis. That's the chiyuv to bring a korban. But let's say you eat a size of a small aleph of worth of chaylev, now we know you're potter from the korban. So still, Rabbi Lezer is saying, no, don't say for sure you're potter from the korban. Write it down in your book that today I ate chaylev a small size of a kezayis. Why? Because maybe Bezdin will come up tomorrow and they'll pass and you have to bring a korban even for a small size. Shrashi, inay mede mechayev korban akazayas chotin, vachy komar. Ho'ichol pochus mikazayas izman hazeh. If somebody eats chaylev today less than the size of a kazayas, is yichtov kishir zeh chalti. Let him write down in his book, I ate this amount of chaylev. It was smaller than a kazayas, but write it down. Why? Even though for sure you're potter from a korban, still no, you have to be afraid. Shema yivne beis hamikdash biyomov. Maybe Mr. Shem the beis hamikdash will be built any day. The yischadish bezdin, and there'll be a new bezdin then. The tischadish halacha, and they'll come up with new halachas. The yomer, and they'll say shechayiv korban akazayas katan. Even if you only eat a small kazayas, the size of a small aleph worth of chaylev, also you chayiv a korban. Well, the kama parah soon the gemara is going to ask, how could that deep shot? In Cain, you might be sure me boile. Our gears was, maybe they'll be marva, they'll make the shear bigger. According to this, we should be afraid maybe they'll make the small even smaller, the shear even smaller. But that's next Gemara's kasha. But I call upon him, this is what we sought to say, Rabbi Lezer meant to say. Even if you eat a small size of chaylev today, write it down in your book. Because you can never tell what's going to be later when the Beis Hamikdash will be built. Maybe then Bezdin will be mechadish. You have to bring a korban even on the chassi shear. Fred the Gemara, no. Well, a time that can be pshat. In the more of a time, you go to the price like this. The pasuk says, "Ah, shaloi se yosenu bishgoga v'yoshim." There's the chiyuv that if you eat a chalif, if you do something, you have a chiyuv koris. V'shoyge yichayev achatis. So it says Lashon, v'asher lois tisem, you did not do it, v'shkoga, like you didn't realize it. V'yashem, you did something wrong. So we darshan that hashev mi v'yosoi, may be korban asher gosoi. As soon as we tell you, you should know what you ate with chalif. So then, you have charota, you do tshuva, you say, oh, if I would have known it was chalif, I would never eat it. In such a case, you chayev the korban. In other words, the korban means, you didn't realize this fat is chalif. You thought this fat is kosher fat. That's called yeda b'shoigig. Later we tell you, you should know what you ate was chalif, so you are shaved me the osoy. As soon as I hear about it, I'm afraid I won't do it anymore. Like you do tshuva. That's called shaygig. Now you're not doing it b'mezid. Havad, if you would know what's all, I would never do it right now. I'm only doing it because I don't know. But as soon as I shaved me the osoy, as soon as I find out what I did was osoy, he retracts what he did. In such a case, it may be korban asher gosoy. My shaykh, and let's say loy shaved me the osoy, even in the case where you find out what you ate was chalif, still you won't retract what you did, is ain't maybe korban asher gosay. Then the loch reads, you don't have to bring a korban. So what's the kashi now? So Rashi says, what time you claim her? V'chiyosi bezdin u'machadish halacha. Even if bezdin comes up later and tells you new halacha, that even if you only ate a chatzi, half the size of a kezayis, yichayiv, abimim mechayiv hai, diyochel koydim shenachadish halacha. But this person that ate the chalif 2 weeks ago, before this halachom, is he chayav korban? V'idna lav shev miyidosoi. At the time when he ate the kezayis, the chalif, he only ate a chatzi kezayis. So at that time, even if you would tell him, you should know it's chalif, he won't retract himself to be afraid he'll have a chayav koris. Dinami have the yod of the chalifu. Even if the person wouldn't know what he's eating is real chalif, have the yocholei, still he would eat it. To ahashta kimlon to lechayiv Torah ela kezayis igur shu kezayis benani. Right now the locher is the only chayiv midiraisa if you eat the size of a medium sized aleph, zayis benani. Mashenkin, if you ate the size of a small zayis at the time, it's not also midiraisa at least to be lechayiv you would einish. True, the Rabbi Yechon said before it's also midiraisa chatishir is awesome, but I'll call upon it for an einish. You don't get an einish. So a person won't retract himself to be afraid to know, I can't eat this chatzi zayis because I know I'll have a chiyuv koris, a chiyuv korban. No, you won't know that. So therefore, even if Bezdin later comes and tells you the chiddush that you chayiv a korban for chatzi shir, but at the time you waited though, it's not kol shevni yidiyosoi. So at that time, the halacha was, it's mutter, you have no chiyuv korban, so male lady can't have a chiyuv korban anymore. So what do you have to write down in your book for that I ate a chatzi zayis, since at the time you waited? Midiraisum, there's no chiyuv korban for chatzizayis, avad you're always potter for the korban. So Gemara says, what it meant to say is like this. Ela deloy mechayiv korban, adika kezayis godol. Fakert, maybe Bezdin later will call you mechadashinu alocha, that you should know, it's not enough to eat the size of a medium sized kezayis, but you only chayiv a korban if you eat the size of a big kezayis. That's what they'll tell you later. So then it's very good. A person has to write down in his book, like, don't feel, I know I ate chalif. Avada, when you first went to eat this fat, you didn't realize it was chalif. You thought it's kosher fat. So you ate it. But you ate the size of a kezayis benini. That's what you ate. Now, at night time later, somebody tells you, that fat was on the table, you should know, was real chalif. So, partially what you think is, I did a chet, that really I'm a chut to bring a korban chatis. No, true, right now there's no base in Migdish, okay. But lo yitzui, the Mashiach will come to be a base of Migdash, I'll bring a chatas then. So Rabbi Lezer is saying, nothing doing. You make sure right now, write down the exact size, how much you weight. Because later when they build the base of Migdash, maybe at that time the Bezim will come and be Mechadish, you only have to bring a korban if you eat the size of the big kezayis. And since what you ate before was not such a size, you're potter for the korban, so you can't bring a korban. That's what Rabbi Lezer is telling you. Write down the size to know if later he will have to bring a korban or not. Talking about now, maybe next week Mashiach will be, there'll be a korban, there'll be a base to Mikdash, there'll be a korban right now. So write down to know what you have to do. Talking about right now, it could be. Yeah. Trashi Elo, Tloy Mechayiv korban adiga kezayis godol. Vochi komar, hoichol kezayis benli. Somebody eats the size of a medium sized kezayis today. Al yichtiv, don't some write down in your book, mi chivani chatis, amuchiv chatis. And lo yitzir tomorrow, Mashiach comes and there'll be the base of Mitzvah tomorrow. You go to the Kohen and tell him tomorrow, I have the chitzur bring a chatis. Don't do that. El yichtov, write down right now exactly. Kizayis beinim yachalti. I only ate the size today of a medium size kizayis worth of chalif. Why? Because Shem Yav Bezdin, maybe tomorrow Mashiach will come, there'll be a new Bezdin then, the Yifter randomly carbon, and the new Bezdin will pass in for that size of a medium size Kazayas Yifter for the carbon. The Nimtsev, and if you still tell the Korean tomorrow, I have to bring a carbon, Nimtsev maybe Chul Nazara. You'll be coming out to bring a carbon, Chul Nazara. You never know, maybe next week you'll be bringing the carbon Chattis. Can't tell. So you have to write down today exactly the size. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you thought before. The mechayvei korban akizayis kotin. We want to say that there'll be mechadish a new chiddush that you chayev a korban even if you ate a small size. For the Gemara, what's the lashon though? Mar yirba b'shurim. We said we're afraid maybe the new bezdin will give a bigger amount. And you're telling me no, we're afraid maybe they'll tell us even if you eat the size of a small kizayis, you have to bring korban. Doesn't stim the lashon. And the Gemara, Shema Yirbu Bekarbonis. It means to say, maybe the new Bezdin will have a new Chiyav, they'll be Marba, they'll have a lot of new Karbonis. Why? Machmash Yirin. Because they're going to say a new Chiddush. Not only if you ate the size of a medium Kezayis, you have to bring a Korban, even if you ate the size of a small Kezayis, also you have to bring a Korban. That's what you have to be afraid from. Maybe the new Bezdin will have a lot of new Karbonis, because they're going to say the Shear is even a smaller Shear. Therefore, you should write down exactly how much you weigh today. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Shiurin v'Einshin Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. You should know that we have a shear, how much you have to eat. And L'Moshe here, if you eat chaylev, if you eat the gazayas of chaylev, we know the Einish is that b'shoyah you have to bring a carbon, and the mezid is the chiyav karis. So these two halachas, the shiurim, the size, how much you have to eat, and the Einish, the punishment you get back, doesn't say beferish in the Torah. It's only called halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Moshe was taught that balpeh by Sinai. For the Gemara, is that true? Einshin, michtav sivi. The Torah is full of it. The Torah says all over. From lav you get malchus. For this einish you get korot. For this is misa b'dei shemayim. This is misa b'dei yodim. The Torah kesedah says the chiyuvim what the einish is. So what do you mean the einish is not in that Torah? It's on halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha koma. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shiurim shel einshin halach l'moshe m'sinai. True, the Torah says not to eat chazir. If you eat chazir over lav, you get malchus. Torah says don't eat chelev. If you eat chelev, you chayev koris. True, that the Torah says what the einish is. But how much chelev, how much chazir do you have to eat in order to get a punishment? The Torah doesn't say the shear. The shear was considered a halach l'moshe m'sinai. Rashi says, "Hokik yasinim, einshin nichtek sivi, and hokik komesh shiurim shel einshin, shiurei einshin shall yodinu onish halach l'moshe m'sinai b'eizah shiru onish." The shear, if you have to eat a kazayis or not, that's what we always say. Whenever the Torah says loy toichal, don't eat something, we always know achila means the kazayis. How do we know that? The Torah never says the lashon of the kazayis. It's only that's called halach l'moshe m'sinai. When the Torah was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to him balpeh. He spoke it out, he told it to him then, this is the shear. How much do you have to eat to v'chayim to get your punishment? The kazayis. Moses Tanya Nam Yehoch, we learned like this also. Shi'urin Shalanshin. How much of the issa do you have to eat in order to get your punishment? How much chazah do you have to eat in order to get malchus? Halach l'moshe m'sinai. That's called halach. Doesn't say in the Torah the shear of a kazayis. It's called Lachlan Moshe Mitzinai. Achim Moimim, others say no. Bezdinoi shall Yaivitz Tiknum. It's the Bezdin shall Yaivitz was Masak in the Shear. So Rashi says Yaivitz means who are Sneel ben Kenaz. Sneel ben Kenaz, his Bezdin made up the Shear. For at the Gemara book, Sevai the Postik says, Eilaha Mitzvois. These are the Mitzvahs. The Torah gave Taryag Mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we dashin, Sheinovi, Rishoy, Lechadish, Dov, Miyata. That nobody can make up new halachis. Once the Torah was given, Torah Shem Iksav, Torah Shem Apeh to Moshe, later Doris, later Nevi'im, can't come to be Mechadish new halachis. So the Churam, how could they be Mechadish to say what the Shear is to get a Meinish? Avada, when the Torah was given, it was given with the Shear. We knew at the time the Torah was given, that the Torah says, don't eat Chazi, you get Malchus. How much do you have to eat? Of course, Moshe knew how much you have to eat. You have to eat the size of a Kazayas. So how could you tell me first that Bezdin, Shal Yaivitz, they were mistaken the shear. El the Torah says like this: Shachachum. Avadim etchilu Moshe Rabbeinu knew this year. The shear was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. But later generations, they forgot this year. They forgot how much chazir you have to eat to get Malkus. And later when it came to Bezdin, Shalasniyo ben Kenaz, he was Masadim again. He told them over that you should know that Lachar is, you have to eat the Kazayas. That's the shear to be Mechayiv. But the Chur, what was coming out now, the Pshat is, that the shiurim shall einshin to get an einish, that's a shiur halach l'mashim Sinai. In other words, when the Torah says don't eat chazir, really the pshat is an halach, it's like that, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Peshua. When the Torah says don't eat chazir, really the yist replies to any small amount. Don't eat itself could mean any little drop of it. The Torah says an yist and not eat chazir. Now the Torah says if you eat chazir, you get malchus. How much do you have to eat to get malchus? That's the halach l'mashim Sinai, you have to eat a kazayis. So Avad like Rabbi Yechonim, Avad the Chatzit Shir was awesome in HaTorah. Avad the Torah says don't eat, means any little bit don't eat. Just when do you get Malkus, the Einish, for Chatzit Shir you don't get Malkus. When do you get Malkus for? That's the Shirim for the Einshin. To get an Einish, to get punishment, there's Allah, Lavosh Mitzinai, how much of the Shir you have to eat. If you eat less than this Shir, true it's awesome in HaTorah, but an Einish you don't get. So the Sama Chorinim want to ask for Kashi, if Kret, so it's Shver, before Rabbi Yechonin said, how do we know that a Chatzit Shir was awesome in a Torah? He didn't say Stam because the Torah says it's awesome, it's awesome. He said Svaris, either because Chazal's the Rufay, because what's the water of the Chatzit Shir? You're starting to eat the Kazayas. So how do you get to eat the whole Kazayas? You have to first eat the first part, and the second part, the third part. So the Svaris, every little part of it is awesome. He has to have a new Svaris while you're Chayim. We also had a Pasuk from Kol Chelev, that's Ma'av Chatzit Shir. The Chur, what we're saying right now is, Pshit to the Torah said every little bit of it. So what do I need a Svara for? The Kappas Tomorrow wants to answer no. Without the Svara, I would have thought, even for the Yisr also, I need a Shir. The Torah says, Lo Seichel, don't eat Chazir, Torah only means the Kazayis. Less than that is not part of the Yisr Torah. Even for the Yisr, I would think you need a Shir. The Nagrab Yechon says a Svara, no. Either because it's Chazir, it's the Rufain, or else because it's the Pasuk Kol Chelev. So I know when the Torah says something is usher, the Torah meant every little piece of it is also usher. So then what does it mean that the shiur is halach l'mashim Sinai? That means how much do you have to eat in order to get malchus? That's the shiur. You have to eat the kezayis worth of it, b'chei achilas pras, then you chayiv malchus. Less than that, true, it's usher, but einish you don't get. Then the Mishnah says, ha'ashoysem olalugmah. So far we have the shiur. How much do you have to eat on Yom Kippur to be chayiv karis? You have to eat the shear of a keseva sagasa with its pit. That's how much you have to eat. What about drinking on Yom Kippur? The Mishnah says, Hashoysa mola lugmav. Mola lugmav fashion means a whole mouthful. You have to drink as much as fits into your mouth. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, loy mola lugmav mamish. It doesn't really mean as much as you could get into your whole mouth. Let's fill up both sides of your cheek. That's not what the Mishnah means. That's too big of a shear. Elakol shilo yisal kenu litzad echod. As long as you can push it all to one side of your cheek. The year of Kamala Lugma, and somebody looking at that side looks as if your mouth is full. That's enough to be Mechayiv. Now that really, Mala Lugma just means one side. As much as you can fill up in one side of your mouth, that's much drink. If you drink on Yom Kippur, you chayiv Karas. Fed Gemara Aivo Anan Tanan Mala Lugma. I, the Mishnah says, no, Mala Lugma is Mashma, a complete mouthful. That's how much water, whatever it is, drink, you have to drink. Ein Masama says, no, even though the Mishnah says Mala, a full mouthful, it means Eima Kimola Lugmov, like a full mouthful. In other words, if you look at one side and you see this side of the cheek blown up, that's called a mouthful. So all you need is just one side, which usually Mola Lugmov is less than a revius. So smaller shear than a revius. This is also the shear when you make Kiddush, anytime you have a Kish Shel Brocha, that you make a Brocha on the Yayin, the din is you're supposed to have a revius Yayin in the cup, and how much do you have to drink of the Kish? A Mola Lugmov. That's the luck of all shtiyas. You have to at least drink a molin lugmav, which is roiv revius of the kais. Here on Yom Kippur, if you drink roiv of revius, you chayiv karas. For the more meisvei, have a kasha on Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Meisvei, kama yishtev yechayiv. How much do you have to drink on Yom Kippur and you chayiv? What's the shear? The shama yirim revius. The shama says you have to drink revius. Less than revius, you potter. Or they still yirim molin lugmav. They still says molin lugmav. So soon say Pashtun means a full mouthful. We have Yehuda Raina Mishum Rebelezer, Kim Mole Lugmav. No, not like Basil says a Mole Lugmav, a complete mouthful, but Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda says Mishum Rebelezer, Kim Mole Lugmav, which means only one mouthful, one sideful. You have Yehuda ben Mitzay Roima, Kedei Gemiyah. Not much a smaller share, even a sip. You take a sip, you'll see Chayiv. So who the Kashi here is, you see according to Beis Hillel. He says, Moli Lugmov, so it's not like our Mishnah. You're telling me Pshan our Mishnah, Moli Lugmov means only one side full. And the Beis Hillel says the Shia of Moli Lugmov, it means a complete mouthful. So Mar says, no, Miyad Difu Mimasnisin, what's so schwer, what are you bothered with the Lashon of Beis Hillel more than it says in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also said, Hashaisa Mole Lugmov, a complete mouthful. Diyakim, then what do we say the Mishnah means to say? Kadesh Yira. It just means one side full, as it looks as if it's full completely. His Hachinami, when Beis Hillel said, Yechayim Mole Lugmov, Kadesh Yira. He only meant to say it's enough if one cheek is full of water, it looks like the mouth is full, that's enough. So even Beis Hillel also doesn't really mean a complete Mole Lugmov, the two mouth, two sides, it just means one side full. For the Gemara, that's pshat here in this Bryce, it's shver. Like, what does Rabbi Yehuda say over the name of Reb Lezer? Kimol and Lugmov, that's mamish the same shir as Beis Hillel. If you tell me now Beis Hillel, when he says Mol and Lugmov, it doesn't mean two sides full, he only means one side full, that's mamish Kimol and Lugmov. So Reb Lezer and Beis Hillel are saying the exact same thing? So it can't be pshat. Hainu Reb Lezer, and the Gemara, no, it's not true. They both only mean one side full. So what's the chilek then? Ike benayu mole lugmav dochuk. It means how much of one side full do you have to have? Is dochuk means exact or not? The Rashi says, im kain, til le beisilu mechayu bichtei sakenu, hevule, that's right, vachuk yasin, ike benayu kamo lugmav dochuk, le beisilu binon kadeshi yasakenu le tzadechon, v'yiru kamo lugmav berevach. A complete one side full, berevach easy. In other words, a little bit more than one side full. It has to look like really a complete side full. Forever. A little bit more. Well, the Rebbe learns to know, Kimol and Lugmav Dochum. The exact amount that makes one side look full, that's enough to be Mechayiv. So there's a little bit difference between Beis Hillel and Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer is more of a Machmir. Just a smaller shear, but Dochum, the exact amount of one side full, is enough to be Mechayiv. And according to Rebbe Lezer, Beis Hillel has to be a little bit bigger. But they both hold like a Yehuda Mashmul, because the loch is like Vesilom, that you don't have to drink the size of a complete mouthful. It's enough when you have kippah and mechayev kuris if you drink one side full. Mask of Lora Voshia. In Cain, if so, that's the pshat here. In Cain, the what's the Mola Lugmov does not mean two sides full. It only means one side full. So then, a revius, that's what Beis Shammai said. And what did Beis Hillel say? A Mola Lugmov. Seriously, you're going to tell me a Mola Lugmov means two sides full? So two sides full is bigger than a revius. Then it's good. Usually, Stamish Nayasin, Beis Shammai is always Lechumra, and Beis Hillel is Lehokil. So if you tell me now Beis Hillel means two sides full, that's a bigger shear than a revius. So Beis Shammai is Machmir. You should know if you only drink the size of a revius on Yom Kippur, Yechayiv. Beis Hillel says no, you have to drink a bigger size than a revius, the size of two sides full. But if you tell me now Beis Hillel holds, one side full is not to be mechayiv, that's a smaller shear than a revius. So who's being more machmir? Beis Hillel is being more stricter than Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai says if you only drink a rave revius, one side full, you putter. You only chayiv if you drink the full revius. According to Beis Hillel, you even chayiv if you drink only rave of the revius, only one side full. That's right, the Gemara in Cain, Hevele Mikule Beis Shammai, it comes out that Beis Shammai is more mekel here, or Mechumir Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is being more machmir. And usually we know it's not Mishnah, not that way. Shrashi de Beis Hillel, Mechayi Bechtei Shesakenu. Hevele Botsim, Revius, it's smaller than Revius. Hevele Mikule Beis Shammai. Lesnai Masecht Yidiyas, Ka Bekule Beis Shammai, Shekulim Shni Yisham. But it's usually a Stam Mishnah, always Beis Shammai is more Lechumra. There's one set of Mishnahis in the Masecht Yidiyas that lists all the cases that Beis Shammai is Lekulam. Now this is not the Mishnah over there. So it's Mashma this Mishnah that Beis Shammai goes Lechumra. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmuel, it's not that way. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmuel, that Beis Hillel is saying, one size full is smaller than Revius, so it's more Lechumra. After Gemara, Omalei, Ki Yisrael, the Oig Melech HaVosh and Yisrael. When they asked the Shalat to Beis